Proclamation number 7553 of 19th of March, 1960. Will guarantees the power to work the vineyard. To whom I give an office, I also give the ability to administer it. And whomever I have chosen to work in my vineyard will also be able to do so, for he receives from me everything that is necessary for this. He receives the right seed and also the strength to work with it according to my will. Only he must have offered himself to me for service, for no human being will need to do such work against his will, because then it would be pointless, for success can only be achieved where love is active. And thus a true vineyard laborer should carry out his work with love. The preacher of my teaching should take the spiritual hardship of his fellow human being to heart and try to remedy this hardship. Then he will truly be able to achieve good success, then his work will be successful and bring him blessings. And everyone will be able to create and work according to his ability, for I will place everyone where he finds a suitable field of work which he can then also master. Therefore only the earnest will is necessary to be allowed to work for me in my vineyard, and he will now also be assigned the work as he can manage it, as it corresponds to his ability. And every laborer in my vineyard should also wait until I call him to the right activity, for I know when the day and hour has come for him to work, and then I will call him myself and he will gladly do his work. I need all of you, my servants on earth, for there is great spiritual hardship and much of the good seed with which I provide for you beforehand still has to be scattered so that you will not lack it. And my seed is my word which comes to you from above. Anyone who passes on this word of mine, who ensures that it is spread, is a good worker for me and will truly be blessed. For people need my word, the gospel must be proclaimed to them, they must know about my will, about my commandments, about their task on earth and about all difficulties they are facing. They must know that they are close to the end and that they should do nothing more urgently than work on their souls, because there is not much time left. This is the task of every servant on earth who has entrusted himself to me to work in my vineyard. Each one shall draw his fellow human beings' attention to the word from above. Each one shall proclaim the Father's great love who wants to win his children back. Each one shall pass on the divine teaching of love which makes my will known to them. Then he will be a good servant and I will reward his work. And no one need fear that he is not up to this work, for everyone will also have the opportunity to do so, for I will guide his fellow human beings into the way as they are willing to accept my word. And it will then arise of its own accord whether they accept my word or not. But you, my servants on earth, you must be mediators through whom I myself can address people who do not yet allow a direct address. And thus you only need to want to serve me and everything will approach you such that you will thus serve me, consciously or unconsciously. For it is truly easy for me to give you the gift of speech when you need it, when I want to address a fellow human being through you. But I must possess your will, which is free. And I bless his will if it applies to me and wants to contribute towards the redemption of the unfree. And I will also always give you as much strength as you need for your vineyard work. You will always be able to do it because this work is the most important and therefore it is also my will that you work with my strength. Therefore, never fear becoming unfit for work which is particularly urgent in the last days before the end and which is to be carried out of your own free will, for I keep my servants capable as long as I need their services. And I also know how long you are still to serve me and what task I set for everyone in the last days before the end. And as long as I provide you with strength and protectively hold my hands over you. And as long as you shall also fulfill your office which I have assigned to you. Amen.